Thank you. Okay, so last week we discussed Bidikas Chametz and whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan. Last couple of weeks, Machlokas in Rashi and Tosis and the different Chachmei Sfarad and Provence who basically support the view of Rashi and who suggest that either Bidika or Bittel would solve the problem of Bayirah, Bayimatze, Minatora, that either way you would not violate if you did Bittel, certainly not, and even if you did a Bidika. And that's where Balitosis disagree. And I think what we saw towards the end was that within the group that thinks that Bidika or the combination of Bidika or and Biur is Doraisa, there's also a range of views. The Ram thinks that the word Tashbisu applies equally to Bittel and to Bidika, that this one phrase can sustain two seemingly quite different processes, except that in the end of the day, what I was trying to argue was that according to the Ram's understanding, they're not really all that different, and that the relationship between the person and the chametz is the key ingredient for Bayur Abayimatze either way, whether you do Bidika, which is a search in order to destroy mission, or you intellectually renounce the ownership of the chametz or the chametz itself. The Ran happens to hold Hefker, but Hefker, which is based on the position of Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Ran, it's compatible. It's legitimate for one word, Tashbisu, to signify these two different ways of neutralizing Bayur Abayimatze. Whereas, interestingly enough, when it comes to some of the other Rishonim, like the Maram Chalava and Rabbeinu David, they go even further. And the Ritva, they go further. They suggest that actually Bidika is Ikar and that Bittel is Tafel. That's very fascinating. That's turning everything on its head. Not only is Bidika effective Daraisa, but it's the Ikar meaning of Tashbisu. Maram Chalava goes even further and suggests that even the phrase or the word Bittel, quoted by Unklus, Unklus says that Tashbisu means Tevatlun. So Tevatlun, according to most Rishonim, means Bittel. You can either accept Unklus or not, but sounds like Unklus is referring to Bittel. Certainly that's the way that Rashi understood it. However, Maram Chalava is so convinced that Bidika and Biur are a superior method of neutralizing Bayirah and that they are the real kiyum, the mitzvah of doing that, that he suggests that even the word Tevatlun in this context really means Pinui HaChametz or Biur HaChametz min habayis. It doesn't really mean bittel, hefker, or hashpasa b'lev. So again, the irony of ironies is that, you know, we start off with this perplexing Rashi. Tosas, you know, makes the insightful attack against Rashi. How can you think Bidikas Chametz has anything to do with a Din Torah? And then not only do you get the counter attack of those defenders of Rashi, you know, both in Spain and in Provence, but they end up, you know, mustering so much conviction in their explanation of Rashi, maybe inspired by justifying Rashi, that they end up suggesting that not only is Bidika a viable alternative to Bittel, but it actually is superior. It's the real mitzvah, the real kiyum. And that, of course, is fascinating. Again, in light of this, it's interesting to note that we make the bracha on Biur Chametz, right? We make that bracha in the context of the Bidika. We'll discuss that when we get to some of those in Yanim. But, you know, what does the bracha go on? But the fact that we choose Bidika either as the first stage or as the focal point for the bracha on Biur, it also integrates Biur and Bidika, one of the things that we saw in the Ran. But the timing is certainly very significant. And of course, the effort that we put in to Bedikas Chametz, which, you know, in many respects is far more than what we do for Bittul or Bior. Those are easily accomplished, pretty easily accomplished. Also, in light of this whole, you know, group of Rishonim about the centrality, projecting the centrality of Bedika, takes on new meaning and new significance. So before we move on to the Shaka V'Tari of the Gemara, which we're going to do in about two more minutes, I also wanted to make reference to the view of the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi also seems very much in line with the view that Bedika is Daraisa. So if you look at the very end of the original Marm Komis that we had been using, you'll see the second last entry. This is on page 4. I don't know the number. What's the number on page 4 for the Talmud Yerushalmi?
Is it page 3, line 31?
331? Yeah. Okay. Surprises me. I thought it would be on page 4. Okay. So the Yerushalmi says the following. This is the Yerushalmi right in the beginning of the Masechta, going on the words of the Mishnah, or Lar Ba'asar, right, Bodkin is Haner. So the Yerushalmi says, Ksiv Ushmartem es Amatzos. Right? A strange pasuk. You should guard or safeguard, preserve, it's hard to know how to translate it, the matzos. Ki be'etzam hayom hazeh, hotzeisias tzivoseichem, me'eretz Mitzrayim. Barishon barbasal yom lechodesh, ba'erev tochu matzos v'gomer. Says Yerushalmi, ma'anan kaimen. What is this pasuk referring to? The simple pshat is it's referring to the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Right? Ma'anan kayamin. Im achilas matzah kvar ksiv shivas yamin matzos tochelu. Says Yerushalmi, but if that's what it refers to, that's strange, because we have another pasuk that says explicitly, shivas yamin matzos tochelu. Vim lomar shamatchil biyudalid, if the suggestion is that you begin eating matzah on the 14th, vaksiv, ad yom ha'achad v'yashrim l'chodesh. So it goes till the 21st. There are 7 days. Count backwards. Clearly, you have to be starting on the 15th. Ella, this is a remarkable drasha. Im eino inyan l'achilas matzah, tenahu inyan l'biur chametz. If this isn't referring to achilas matzah, then what it's telling us is that leil yudalid, you're supposed to biur chametz. Biur chametz? What biur chametz do we do on the 14th night? Bedikas chametz. I mean, bedika, upon which we say the bracha, al biur chametz. So the Rishalmi is suggesting, sounds like a dar, unless it's an asmachta bialma, if it's a real drasha, there are two important things. Three. Number one, the association of Bedika and Biur, once again, like we had in the Ran, like we have in the Bracha, and so on. Number two, the idea that this is connected to Imenu Inyan Lamatza, Tzno Inyan Lachametz. Now that's a form of a limud. Sometimes the Torah has a pasuk that is just either impossible to read or completely, seemingly gratuitous, extra, superfluous. So sometimes the drasha will be, im eino inyan lazeh, if it's not talking about what it seems to be talking about, then it should be inyan lazeh. So what do you do with that kind of a drasha? It's certainly shelo lefi pshuto shel mikra. So my suggestion, surprise, surprise, always is that when you have a drasha like that, the Torah is telling you something profound. It's telling you that there's a connection that you didn't previously fully appreciate or weren't fully aware of, that actually is very consequential. So the implication here would be, not only is Bedikas Chametz D'oraisa, right, not only is it connected to Bior, but that the Isra of Chametz itself derives from, is an outgrowth of, the fact that the holiday is Chag HaMatzos. And the truth is that this is a relationship which we need to chart throughout Masechet Psachim and Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, meaning we know that there is an intricate relationship between the obligation, the mitzvah saseh, to eat matzah, and the holiday of Chag HaMatzos, and the Isur of Chametz. Of course, it's the yin and the yang. They're opposites. What's fascinating is they're not only opposites, but they are kind of joined at the hip. They're, as I say, like a yin and a yang. You know, the Gemara says in a bunch of places that kol she'eino b'bal tochal chametz, eino b'achal matzah. If you don't have the fear, right, the capability of violating the Isur Chametz on a certain cheftza, then it wouldn't qualify when you make it as matzah for matzah mitzvah either. Matzah mitzvah, in other words, is a contest between, you know, what could have been chametz and which through your diligence, right, ended up, you know, remaining or being or becoming matzah shel mitzvah. But we find this relationship, for example, chameshes aminim, according to the Gemara, the reason that matzah is only michameshes aminim is because there can only be chametz michameshes aminim. But we also find sometimes the relationship in the opposite direction. Actually, with regard to nashim, we find it in both directions. Ahava mina na maskana. The Gemara originally thought, and daf mem gimel impsachim. Right, if you turn to that just for a second, because it's always just very remarkable. But the Gemara actually thought that maybe women would not be included in the prohibition of chametz. Here, Gemara says on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. One second. Go. It's like four lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Hasam Nami Haksiv Kol." This is on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says a remarkable thing. Ahumi boile l'rabos es hanashim. If not for the word kol, we would have thought that there's no iser chametz to nashim. Wow. I'm saying just imagine it also. Imagine Chag HaMatzos with all the women eating chametz. Right? It's unfathomable. And again, this toxic cheftza that we've been discussing, Yisakares, says the Gemara, Noshim bid Rav Yehuda mar Rav Nafka. It's obvious that women are prohibited from eating chametz. Because we have a rule, Am Rav Yehuda mar Rav, v'chein tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, Amar kra isho isha, ki yasu mikol chatosa adam, hishva kasav ishli isho l'kol onshin shebetorah. When it comes to lavin, isurim, there's no difference between men and women. How could there be? The only reason that there's a difference, mitzaseh shesman grobim, mitzaseh, right? So maybe they can be applicable to one group, or there can be a patur, an exemption, a broader exemption, mitzaseh shesman grama, fine. Why would you need a limud to teach you, when it comes to chametz, that women are prohibited from eating chametz? You don't need prohibition to teach you that women can't eat basa b'chalav, or nosa, or pigol, or chazir, or trefer nevela. Says the Gemara, Sokadai techamina, holik sivlo tochal olav chametz, shivas yomim tochal av matos, kol sheyeshna b'kumachol matza, yeshna b'bal tochal chametz. V'haninoshi hovel esnayu, the kuma kol matzah, to have the mitzvah say shesman grama, ema v'baltocha chametz nami l'snayu. So the Gemara says, since you would have thought like this, this would have been the argument. The mitzvah of matzah is a mitzvah say shesman grama, noshim p'turos. There's a principle, and that is the yin and the yang principle of chametz matzah, right? Whatever is not subject to one is not subject to the other. Here you have it in the other direction. If it won't qualify for matzah, then it won't prohibit for chametz. Wow. Says the Gemara, you would think that this would be an exception and that the din that noshim are excluded from mitzvah seishas man grama would apply on the Isser side for chametz as well. Kamashmalan, again, don't get too excited, because it isn't true. But then the Gemara says the opposite. Says the Gemara, Kamashmalan, that isn't true. V'hashto disrabaluhu v'baltocho chametz israbi nami l'achilas matzah k'rabi Eliezer. Dorm Rabbi Lozer, noshim chayavos v'achilas matzah dvar Torah shenem ral tochal av chametz kol sheshem baltochal chametz Yeshna b'chilas matzah, v'hani noshi, hov yeshna b'altocha chametz, yeshna b'kumachal matzah. So the Gemara has the principle here, a few other things also. Me peros machmitzim, and whether, you know, matzah shira, can you be yotze with matzah shira, you know, min haTorah? You have it in a few places. But here's a great, great Gemara, a great example. What does the Gemara say? The rule goes in both directions, maybe. And therefore, either women are going to be chayiv and matzah, rule breaking, or they're going to be pater and chametz. The pater and chametz is even most intriguing. And that's why I want to zero in on the Yerushalmi. So what does the Yerushalmi say? Pasuk says, ushmartem es hamatzos. What does the Yerushalmi say? Im eino inyan, this pasuk doesn't make sense about matzos. Timing is wrong. It's superfluous. Doesn't make sense. But in a minyan the matzah, it's no minyan the chametz. What? What does that do with anything? Ah, but if you say that really the theme of Pesach of Chagamat is Chagamatos, it's matzah. And passing the opportunity to accentuate that when you are obligated to by eating the yang, chametz is an offense. It's an affront. It's a slap in the face to matzah. That's why you're chayiv kares, according to this view, maybe. Right? Because you should be doing shmira and making sure, you know, that the sower should be isower or unrestricted growth, everything that we've been discussing. So then it comes out that a pasuk about matzah is the source for bedikas chametz. Yeah, meaning the whole focus of our holiday is this epic challenge, or maybe this epic titanic struggle between chametz and matzah. Right? And it begins with shmira, with bedika, ushmartem es hamatzos. Anyways, that's one view of the Yerushalmi. The other view of the Yerushalmi, equally fascinating. Let's keep going in the Yerushalmi for a second. Yerushalmi says, Lama la'or aner, that part is okay. Why do you need a candle? Amar Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, k'pnei aner bodek kol shehu. Okay? Because a ner can even find little things. Lama balayla, shem b'dikas aner, yofel balayla. Good. Right? That's when the ner is effective at night when it's dark. Last line. Rabbi Mana lo amarchein. Ushmartem asayom azeh. Another pasuk. Preserve or guard or safeguard. Take care. Right on this day, the Doroseichem Chukasola. What does it mean? It says Yerushalmi, the drasha is, Asei Sheyuhu Hayom V'Halayla Mishumarin. Make sure that the night and the day of the 14th are already safeguarded. From what? From chametz. That's the makor b'dikas chametz. A din of shmiras habayis. And shmiras habayis from, now why, what's the yichus of yadalid? We'll get back to this, you know, but again, there are no secrets here. But because yadalid already is part of the yadalid and chatzos, this is man of akravas karban pesach. Yudalad at Chatzos, this is man of Yisrachilas Chametz and Shehiyas Chametz. Not Kares yet. Not the full Yisr. So maybe already that night, in the beginning of that day, we have an Achilek from the morning to Chatzos. But even more than that, in Jewish terms, we're going to get to this in a second, it's our next topic, the day begins at night. So if the day begins at night, then Leil Yudalad already has Yichus. So if you think B'tikas Chametz is Doraisa, then that's what it starts with. So maybe that's why we'll get to the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll look at that for 1 second. The Gemara seems to say in Dalet Amud Aleph that B'tikas Chametz, certainly L'chatchila, should be done betchilas ha'erev yedalad. Look here on Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm not going to go through the Shakar Tarya. We'll get there hopefully in a few weeks. Amar Abaya, Hilka Chai Tzurba Merabanan Lo Liftach Beitne. Talmud Chacham should not start a shir learning Beurta De Tleisar De Nagyar Besar. In the transition between Yom Yud Gimel and Yom Yud Dalet. Dilma Moshkale Shmaite V'ase L'minue L'mitzvah. Maybe he'll get carried away in his learning. Halavai. Not that he should miss B'dikas Chametz, but that he has such a kesher. V'ase L'minue mitzvah. So some of the Rishonim say that what this means is we're worried that, you know, he'll get caught up and then he'll forget about B'dikas Chametz and he'll never do it. However, a smaller group of Rishonim, and certainly the Rambam, was of the opinion that when the Gemara says Lamnuei Mitzvah, they mean Tchilas Yom Yadalad. The mitzvah is right at the beginning. We'll see. The Gemara talks about Zrizim Makdim, and some of the Rishonim say that was a Havamina. This isn't Zrizim. This is much more. The Zman Abdika is B'tchilaso. Why? Why can't you do it all night? Maybe it's reason, but why more than that? If it's more than that. But according to the Yerushalmi, the whole Yom Yadalad needs Shmira. The Fei Naim, you know, makes a Sa'ara. He says, oh, there are two Yerushalmis. They both seem to say B'dikas Chametz is Daraisa, very Mechudash. He says, but maybe the Nafkamina between them is that the second one, which speaks about Shmira, may even require that it be B'tchilas HaLaila. The truth is that the Rambam also sounds like B'dikas Chametz A is a very serious Chiyuv, and B, that the Chiyuv, the mitzvah, Ikar mitzvah, is really B'tchilas HaLaila. Hold on 1 second, I'm just going to get it. The Rambam's language, and I know I was supposed to put this on the sheet, but I forgot. The Rambam's language in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chametz, Halacha Gimel, is very fascinating, and it caught the attention of the Nosei Kalim. I'm just going to read it very quickly. Just listen carefully. Umidivrei Sofrim.
Which Rambam is it?
Perek Gimel. Hilchos Chametz, Halacha Gimel. You remember the good old days when we used to borrow your Rambam?
Yeah. Now I have it here.
That's my loss. But I also have the Frankel, so that's good.
Yeah.
So Umi Divrei Sofrim. Whenever the Rambam uses the phrase Divrei Sofrim, it's a charged phrase for the Rambam. We've discussed this over the years many times. You know, you can't discuss it too much because it's so interesting and it keeps coming up. The Rambam's phrase Divrei Sofrim is, some people think it's Daraisa, right? Like Kiddush Kesa, you know. Some people think it's Drabanan. Whatever it is, it's either a lower Daraisa or a higher Drabanan. But it's not a regular Drabanan. So it's fascinating that the Rambam calls B'dikas Chametz Divrei Sofrim. Midivrei Sofrim l'chapei sachar chametz b'machpos b'chorim b'livdo k'lohotzio m'chol gavulo chiyuv b'dika. By the way, it's under the rubric of Tashbisu. The Rambam put this in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chametz, which begins with mitzvah saseh min haTorah l'hashbis haChametz kodim zman isra achilaso. The whole Perek is about Tashbisu. It begins with Bittul, and it transitions to Bedika. Sounds like Bedika is part of the story of Tashbisu. The Chaim Divrei Sofrim repeats it a second time. Shabotkim u'mashbisu nachametz b'layla mitchilas leil yudalid l'oraner. He doesn't say his reason, do it as early. He doesn't say b'layla and do it early because it's in Hukas Mila. When the Ram wants to tell you you should do Mila as early as possible in the morning, he said the mitzvah of Mila is Kol Hayom from Netzach Hama. It's also an interesting question, which we'll get to in a minute. And then he says, and based on his reason, you should do it as early as you can. The Gemara here quotes the reason, but the Rambam thinks the Maskana that it's not true. So the Rambam doesn't say his reason. He doesn't say Kol Alayla. He doesn't say Shami Mashech. He describes as the Ikar Tchilas HaMitzvah Mitchilas Leil Yudalid Leor Haner. Why? B'pnei Shebalayla Kol HaMetzim B'bateim V'or Haner Yafel Bedika Vein Kovin Midrash B'Sof HaYom Yud Gimel, etc. Some of the Nosa Kalim here and the Gra and the Magen Avraham discusses in Shulchan Aruch as well, are wondering whether the Rambam really thinks that Bedikas Chametz isn't a Doraisa, or at least a Kiyum Doraisa. Okay? So Bedikas Chametz emerges as a very formidable, a very prominent factor, notwithstanding the fact that the Baalei Tosfos completely, you know, perceive it as a drabanan. We'll see when we get to Daf Dalet. Even Baalei Tosfos think that the reason for Bedikas Chametz is drabanan, but it kind of assumed a stature of its own in the process of preparing for Chag HaMatzos. That kind of transcends its rationale. That's fascinating too. Gemara later on speaks about a clash between a maskir and a socher. If a person rents out his home on Yadalid, so the Gemara discusses who has the chiyuv bedika, and in discussing that question, again, the prominence of bedika and the nature of bedika, you know, come to the fore. That in the context of the bracha, in other contexts as well. Okay, so that's sufficient for now for our discussion of bedikas chametz, and we will, Yirtz Hashem, as we go through the other Gemaras, we will continue to analyze that problem. For now, I'd like to just start going straight. It took us late because we started late in terms of after Yontif. Excuse me. But let's go start reading through the Shakvatari of the Gemara. There are some interesting things on the way till Dav Dalet. The next main topic is more about B'dikas Chametz and Dalet. But along the way, there's some interesting things that I don't want to dwell on so much, but I do want to point out and touch and just drive by, you know, so that we're aware of them in the parak. Okay. So the Gemara here starts to analyze the language, the first word of the Mishnah, or. Strange word. Right? What does it mean? So the Gemara says, my or. What do we refer to? What do we mean when we refer to or? The Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar Nagi. That means light. Rav Yehuda Amar Leili. It means nighttime. We already know, because we know what this Mishnah means, and we know when we do Bidikas Chametz, so we know that the Mishnah means Or Lar Basar, means the beginning of the night of the 14th. Okay? However, until the Gemara came to that conclusion, right, it's wondering, what is the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara says, you know, are we talking about the day of the 14th? Are we talking about the night of the 14th? The Gemara says, Kasokadai tach demand omer nagi, nagi mamish. That the one who thinks that the word or means light means that bedikas chametz should take place in the morning of Yudalid. Amanda amar leili, and the one who holds that it means nighttime, leili mamish. So now the Gemara tries to bring some linguistic rayas to this question. Meisvei, where the pasuk says, is the pasuk about Yosef's brothers, you know, the whole cap, the parshios that we're about to start reading, right? Vayeshev and Miketz and Vayigash, right? So the pasuk says, Haboker or, you know, the Hanashim, meaning the brothers, Shulchu, and then right after that they found the Gavia, right? Yosef finds the Gavia, or Yosef planted the Gavia, etc. So what does it mean, Haboker or? Vanashim Shulchu. Says the Gemara, Alma or Yamamahu. Obviously the word or means Yom, because it says Haboker, Haboker or. So the Gemara says, Miksiv Ha'or, Boker, Haboker or Ksiv. Here, or is not being used, as Rashi points out, as a noun. It's used as a verb. Since it's being used as a verb, so it doesn't prove anything. We're interested in knowing whether or, the noun, means morning or night. But that the word or means light, and therefore as a verb it means lighting, or, you know, giving light, we know that. It says, Kamanda Amar, Safra Nahar. The morning brings light. So the pasuk means a boker or, when the morning brought sunlight, that's when the brothers left. Who could Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Le'ola mikanes adam b'chitov v'yetze b'chitov. Chitov is, you know, vayar Elokim es ha'or, you know, chitov chitov. So this is a way of saying that when you go on a journey, it's better that you travel during the day. And that, you know, by the time nighttime comes, you find a hotel room. And that you don't leave until morning again. In other words, you rest at night and you travel during the day. Why? Rashi here says that this is mipnei achayos u'mipnei alistim. Tosa says it refers to mazikin. An interesting argument, but not for now. Okay, Meisve, another pasuk. Pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Uka'or boker yizrach shamesh. Because I think that's what it says. Kor boker yizrach shamesh. Okay, Alma, once again, or is connected to boker. Alma or yamamahu, says the Gemara, miksiv or boker, Uka'or boker ksiv, achikamar. Uka'or boker, ba'olam hazeh, ke'ein zrichas shemesh, le'tzadikim, le'olam haba. The light will be so powerful in Olam Haba, the reward that, you know, that we all yearn for, let's say, after this world, will be so bright that, you know, the contrast to the murkiness of the morning, you know, will be obvious. Okay. Mesek. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. That's a pasuk we're very familiar with. Light is associated with day. But it sounds like Yom is equals or. Alma or Yomamo. Once again, the Gemara says, Achi Kamar. Lemeir Uba Kira'u Yom. Not or the noun, or means Yom, but or when you, when the world start enters the phase of beginning to lighten, right, to receive light, that already is Yom. Lemei Ruba Kira'o Yom. And that's supposed to be a reference to the fact that Alos HaShachar is already considered Yom, not just Netzacham. Says the Gemara, Elameata, if you're going to say that the word Vayikra Lekim La'or Yom means Kisha Ha'olam, you know, Matchil L'Ha'ir Zayom, then L'choshech Karalayla should mean Kisha Yom, Kisha Olam Matchil, right, you know, L'Chashoch, to become dark, that means nighttime. But that would mean that nighttime is at Shkiyas Achama, because that's Tchilas Choshech, right? Elameata, the Choshech Korolayla, the Machshech Kaba Korolayla, Vakaimelon, the Adseis of Kochavim Yomamahu. But that isn't true, because until Tseis of Kochavim, it's Yom. So after Shkia, it's still Yom. Therefore, that can't be a good pshat in what or means. Says the Gemara, Elachi Kamar, Kaya Rachmana Lenuhora, Upakte Mitzvasa the Imama. The Rabbanu Shalom called in the light, meaning the Shemesh, and instructed it, right, to serve during the day. The Kaya Rachmana Lechashucha, and it also, you know, appointed Choshech Upakte Mitzvasa Delilah. Okay. However, here I do want to dwell, not dwell, I just want to spend a little bit of time tonight. That's what some of these marmakomos are about. This Gemara seems very striking. The Gemara seems to say that daytime goes until Tseis Achama, until Tseis HaKochavim, sorry. Is that really true? Meaning the Gemara seems to discount the value of Shkia Sachama completely. Right? Is that halachically true in our perspective of the day? Is it really true that until Tzeitza Kochavim, it's Laila? Okay? So I'm actually going to read a little further on in the Gemara, but I'm going to come back to this point. Tosas has the following question. I'll just leave you with the question, then I'm going to come back to all of it. Tosas just points out that it doesn't appear to be factually true, or halachically factually true. Tosas says, "Hakaimelon adseis kochavim yamamahu." Omari, the pshitalei legemara sounds like the Gemara is assuming it's a davar pashut. The adseis kochavim yamama, right? And that's also consistent with the Gemara in Megillah. Mishum de matzinan, because we maskinan rather. So per based on Megillah, the me alos hashachar yom hu, the day begins in alos hashachar, the siv, pasuk in Nechemya, v'anachno osim b'melacha, we do work, me alos hashachar ad seisim kochavim. In other words, we have one pasuk that says that the work day extends from alos to tseis. V'omer, another, then the pasuk says, v'hoya lanu alayla mishmar, they use the Laila as a mishmar. Vayom malacha, vayom rather malacha. And the day was dedicated to work. So what does that mean? If the day is a day dedicated to Malacha, and it says, Anachnu osim b'malacha me'alosa shachar ad seisakokavim, so that means that Malacha equals Yom equals Alos until Tzeis. So from that, Gemara in Megillah, and we'll see a parallel Gemara in Brachos as well, it appears that that confirms what the Gemara says here in Psachim, and that is that the whole day until Tzeis HaKochavim is Yom. Me'asam nami muchak tad Tzeis HaKochavim Yomu. Says Tosis, the lo kasha miahu kra l'tanoi l'perek ma'amad leikin. But don't think that this poses a dilemma, a problem, a kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos. Where's that Gemara? The Kam Rabbi Yehuda, there Rabbi Yehuda talks about Bein Hashemashos, the Mishnah talks about Bein Hashemashos. It's a Mishnah by Ma'amad leikin, the famous Mishnah that we're all familiar with. Things that you're allowed to do, not allowed to do, you know, during Bein Hashemashos. So what is Bein Hashemashos? And when does it become nightfall? So the Gemara says, quote Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Tishka Chama, once the sun goes down, once the sun sets, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madimin, as long as there's still, you know, a sunset, I guess, there's still red, you know, on the horizon. That's called Bein Hashemashos. Vika Lamanda Amar Hasam. The Gemara there has different views. One view is that it's Shnei Chelke Mil, 2/3 of a mil. Some say 3/4 of a mil. Let's assume for the moment that the mil is approximately, there are different views, 18 minutes. So what's 2/3 of a mil? And what's 3/4 of a mil? 12 minutes, 15 minutes. Correct? Okay. So that means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Bein Hashemashos until Laila is from Shkiyas HaChama, sunset, for another tops 20 minutes. Right? Shehula fi anira, says Tosas, shah gedola lefnei tzeis hakochavim. That doesn't appear to be what we call or typically look at or as tzeis hakochavim. Right? I mean, you don't usually see so many stars 20 minutes after Shkia. It's pretty light out, actually. It's getting darker. This is what bothers Tosas. How could our Gemara say that until Tzeis HaKochavim is Yom, when the Gemara says in Shabbos that somewhere between 12 and 18 or so minutes after the assumption here is astronomical sunset, right, that that's already nighttime. The Shkia, there's Bein Hashemashos, and then presumably there's Laila. So 20 minutes after sunset is Tzeis HaKochavim? Says Tosas, it's not a problem. Kid Amar Hasam, lo kochavim gedolim anirim bayom, lo kochavim ktanim anirim balayla, ela beinonim. You know, there are kochavim and there are kochavim. So yeah. Some of the Beinonim are already visible or out there, visible, we'll say. Okay? The truth is that there's a problem with this Tosas anyway. And that's what I want to talk about briefly. First, I want to finish up the Shagatai with the Gemara. And that is, it depends, you know, is this really accurate according to the general view of the Balei Tosas? Because the famous view of Rabbeinu Tam, you always hear everybody talking about, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's view is that Bein Hashmashos starts much later, right? And of course, you know, Laila or Sofayom also is much later. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's probably not true to say that there's like an hour discrepancy between what we typically perceive as Tesa Kochavim and Rabbi Yehuda's Cheshbon. That's because Rabbeinu Tam had a whole different understanding of what that Cheshbon is. So I'm going to get back to that in just a couple of minutes. Bikitzur, just for the moment, an interesting shock of Atar the Gemara. This is a Gemara that is quoted by the Rishonim and by the Achronim, who discuss this very consequential, very fundamental, somewhat technical question, which is, you know, when is day and when is night in the halakha calendar? This Gemara in Psachim, which says unequivocally that until Tzeitzo Kochavim, it's Yom outside, or not outside, it's Yom, is a very important Gemara, and we'll see what exactly it means in light of some of these positions in a couple of minutes. First, let me finish this part of the Shach of Atari the Gemara, and then I'll get back to it, because there's another reason why I want to come back to it. Okay. So let's continue for a moment. The Gemara says, Meisve, another question. Again, we're still in the middle of trying to figure out what the word or means. Does it mean morning or does it mean evening? So far we've parried all of the proofs, right? All the proofs have been thrown at us, we've neutralized. Presumably we still don't know. Says the Gemara Meisve, Haluhu kol koch ve'or. Okay, we're familiar with that. Pasuk in Tehillim. Alma or Urta. We say that the kochavim, koch ve'or. What do you mean koch ve'or? When do we see the stars? At night. Right? So obviously or means Urta, night. So the Gemara, no. Hachi kamar. Halu kol kochavim hami'irim. Not kochavim shel ha'or, but kochve'or, the kochavim which are meir, which illuminate. Says the Gemara, elameata, kochavim hami'irim, hu debo shvuche, she'inan mi'irim lo bo shvuche. Says the Gemara, what? The only kochavim that give praise to the Rabbanu Shalom are the ones who illuminate. Vaksivalu kol tzva'a. Eloha kamashmalan. The or, the kochavim, nami, orhu. That the light of the stars is also considered light. Lamay nafkamina, says the Gemara. Gemara says it. Lamay nafkamina. Lenoder min ha'or. Let's say a person takes a neder that he will not derive any benefit or pleasure from light. Is like, you know, enjoying, benefiting from reading to the light of, you know, charting your movements based on the kochavim, a violation of the neder or not. Okay. Here, by the way, there's an interesting, famous, interesting discussion. If you look at the Gilyon HaShas, he tells you, one second. Oh, no, not the Gilyon HaShas. The Gos Mari Lando says, Ein ze lo b'mishnah v'lo b'braisa. What it says, Ditzna nodem min ha'or. And it says, V'ayin tzlach. Ah. So in the tzlach, tzlach is the perush of the Nodeb Yehuda. On this and quite a few other mesechtas. And the Nodeb Yehuda has this also in one of his tshuvas. That the Nodeb Yehuda says, number one, there's no such Mishnah. Number two, this halacha is not nifsak in the Rambam or in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Nodeb Yehuda, in his opinion, when the Gemara ultimately comes to the conclusion that everybody agrees, we'll get that in a minute, that or in the Mishnah here means evening, and it's no longer a question. So this conclusion of the Gemara is shalo aliba dehilchasa, because then you could just say halu kochve or means the kochavim shel halayla, right? So there's no longer any reason to think that the chiddush is that ora kochavim have a or. What's the issue? If you look at Tosas here, Tosas says hanoder mina or. The detail in Erchin I'm not going to get into right now. But Tosis was bothered by a problem and they promulgate a solution. And that is, the Pasuk is going to be determinative with regard to Nedarim. I mean, a person takes a Neder, says, I'm not going to get, I hereby deprive myself from any benefit from light, right? And now we want to know whether or not the light of the stars is included in that or not. Says Tosus, when it comes to neder, azinim basar l'shom b'nei adam, it's how people, you know, what the connotation, you know, in addition to the denotation of the word is in your mind or in people's minds. He gives the example from the Sugyan Erechin, where, you know, there are different, like sometimes it's a phrase that has one meaning in Tanakh, right? Or Lishna Durabanan, and another meaning in Lishna de Bnei Adam. So when it comes to a commitment or a neder, it goes by Lishon Bnei Adam. Because it's not halachic definitions, it's your intention that binds you. So Tosa says here too, you know, why do we care? What do you mean? The Pasuk in Tehillim is teaching us that Kochavim, that the or of Kochavim have a or, and then Afkamina Legabe Neder? You know, what do people in the society think about or when they make a Neder? Says Tosa, no. When there is a clear Lashon Bnei Adam, so then in the Darim, Azlinam Basar L'shom Bnei Adam. However, when it's ambiguous or neutral, then Lishna Dekra, then halachic definitions apply even to Nadarim. That's a chiddush. I happen to like it very much. I think it's a affirmative, assertive kind of an Isha Halacha kind of an idea. You know, like the Jewish soul, you know, is clued into Lishna Dekra, you know, and if you don't mean something else, then default, you know, this is what you mean. I like it. But the Rabbi Yehuda thought that L'Halacha, that's very Mechudash. So he says, the reason that none of the poskim, he says, I mean, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, don't bring it, he says, because they weren't satisfied with Tosas. They thought that only it depends on the Shom B'nei Adam. There's no room for an objective mikra definition in this particular case. So that's a very interesting argument. It should be noted that there's a rokeach. I think the Gilyone Ashas, I think, also makes a note of it, that Rabbi Lazar rokeach, one of the Rishonim, says that if you make, you can make Havdalah on the light of the Kochavim. Not sure exactly physically how you do that, but meaning it's because the Gemara here concludes Kochve Or as a Shem Or. Now this is an Afkamina not only in the Darim, but in Havdalah. And that, of course, doesn't depend on Lishon B'nei Adam. So I guess the Nordibu didn't see that, or he didn't accept that. But either way, it's an interesting argument, an issue in the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says, Meisvei, La'or yakum rotzeach, yikatel ani ve'evyon, u'balayla yihi kaganav. This is a pasuk in Iyov. La'or yakum rotzeach, right? a rotzeach arises at Or, right? Yikatel ani vevyon, he will kill, you know, those who are vulnerable. Ubalayla yeg kaganav, whereas nighttime, you know, you face the danger of a gan. Hamidakamra balayla yeg ganav. The contrast in the Sefer of the Pasuk to balayla yeg kaganav, alma or yimamahu. That implies that the word or in the Resha refers to daytime, and it's connected also with Boker. Once again, you see that or is Boker. Says the Gemara, no. Once again, we're not talking about or as a noun. We're talking about like a very specific message. What's the message? This is referring to the problem of Baba Machteris. Somebody steals into your basement. In the middle of the night, you hear all these noises, or somebody else, a third party, hears noises in his neighbor's basement. So the question is, what's the default? What should he assume is likely to happen there? Can you assume that this person in the basement poses a threat to the owner? Because it could be a confrontation. And when there will be a confrontation, then in order not to be caught, right, the ganav b'machteres will constitute a threat, a sakana, to kill the homeowner, in which case matzilanos b'nafsho, he's kind of a rodev, and you could take him out. He, meaning the victim or a third party, or no, should the assumption be that even if there's a confrontation, it's not going to get that violent, and therefore this is a monetary matter. You can't, you know, overreact by using an abundance or excessive force, right? An old problem, right? Hamidakamra Belial, so that's according to the Gemara, that's what this is referring to. Hachikamar. Ipshita lechamilsa b'kinahora. If it's clear as light to you, based on the relationship between these people or the circumstances, Chazal, mostly in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, think it has to do with the personnel. A desperate father, a thieving father, breaks into his son's home, right? That's different than some stranger breaking into the home. So if it's clear as light, danefashos ka'asi, that there's a risk to life and limb, then rotzeachu, v'nitan latzila b'nafsho. The im esapka l'chamilsa, kilelia, if it's dark and confusing, so then, right, it's an economic crime, and you shouldn't be responding, you know, or over-responding excessively. Okay? Again, Rashi here says it's avala ben olav. Tos has a bit of a different, you know, twist on this. We're not going to discuss machteris now. It's an interesting issue, you know, safek pikuach nefesh, or it has to be vadai, sakana, very interesting topic. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on, mesve. Yach shaku, kochve nishvo, yikav la'or, ve'ayin. Ve'al yir'eh, bi'afapai, shachar. That's the pasuk also in Eov. All the difficult psukim are in Eov. All the fascinating, not all the fascinating. Every pasuk in Eov is fascinating, put it that way. So Yechshiku Kochve Nishvo, meaning the stars of the night are darkened. Yikav L'or V'ayin, he, you know, hopes, right? He strives for light and it's not there. V'al Yireh Ba'apapai V'afapai Shachar. Okay. So once again, the Gemara thinks, Midakamar Yikav L'or V'ayin, right? He seeks or light, and it's not there, alma or imamahu. Says the Gemara again, hasa mela tu de kalayit le Eov lamazale. Eov was cursing his mazel. Omar yehi rava de litzpe hach gavra. Somebody else should be zoche, that he should find linehura velo lichshechei, and he shouldn't be in dark. So again, it's not a noun and a time of day. It's about, you know, being embraced by, you know, darkness and light. Mesve. The Omer, another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. The Omar, I think. Achoshech Yishufeni, right? Velaila or Badeni. So again, what does it mean? Ach Choshech Lo Laila's or Badeni. Or is Yamama. The guy's saying, Velaila, my nights, Badeni, right, turned into days. He's saying, oh, I was in terrible straits. I was, you know, engulfed by darkness. And then, you know, darkness or night turned to light. Alma or Yamamahu. Says the Gemara, no. Also Machikamar David. Ani Amarti, Acho Shechi Shufeni, Lolam Abba. I was so depressed that I felt that even in Olam Abba, I am going to be engulfed by darkness. Shehu Dom Eliyom. Even though Olam Abba is Dom Eliyom, my Olam Abba is going to be dark. Achshav, the way things worked out, Olam Azeh, Shehu Dom Elalayla, or Badeni. Even my life in the present world, in the physical world, in Olam Azeh, is really filled with light. It's a like a living Olam Haba. Halavai. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So as you say, I'm going to stop here for the moment. No, actually, let's go a little further. Meitzer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bodkin Or Larba Asar Ubarba Asar Shachris Ubishas Abir. Now I'm trying to bring a riot from the Mishnah. Mishnah says that if you do Bedikas Chametz at night or Larba Asar, then you do it again in the morning, and then again at the time of the biur, achilek. Midikom Rav Yehuda Bodkin or arba asar, uba arba asar, shachris, alma or urtahu. See that or means the evening, means bedikas chametz at night. Shema mina. Okay, then the Gemara goes on with other rayas, which I'm going to leave for the moment. I just want you to skip. I'm going to leave that and come back to it. Let's skip to Gimel Amud Aleph for a minute.
Harav, could I just ask a simple question, Harav?
Yeah.
Why couldn't it be Alos HaShacha and Netzachama? Why it was once they're dividing up the day, what has to be not? Arle Abasa could theoretically be in Alos HaShacha. And then, and in other words,
well, we'll get to that.
When
we'll
he says the next time, when he says the next time, do it. So if you didn't do it, then do it Shachris. Maybe that's the next time of the day, which would be after Nates.
I don't know why they didn't think that for this Mishnah, but you're
there is a possibility to plug in all the times during the day.
Yeah, no, I understand. Your exact suggestion, or the parallel to your suggestion, is made in the next Brisa, where they talk about the status of Malacha on Yom Yudalad. So I'm going to leave that for, hopefully we'll get to that next week. But if you look at the next Brisa, May Messiah Barasa Asa Batsiyas Malacha, Mishasa Or, so Rabbi Yehuda says Mishas Neitzachama. So then later on in the Shaka Vitaria, he says maybe it's not Neitzachama, maybe it's Alosa Shachar. Right, which is exactly your suggestion.
So this intensifies the question. The fact that the Gemara right afterwards shows that difference. So the Gemara previously...
I think because it makes a lot more sense, and that's reasons that I'll discuss when I get to it. It makes more sense in Yisra Malacha than it does in Bedikas Chametz, I think. But I'm not sure. I think it's a good hara. Okay, let's look on Gimel Amud Aleph just for a second. I'll try to think about that more when we get to that continuation, why they thought it there or not previously. I'm not really sure at the moment. Excuse me. So look at the Gemara's conclusion just for a minute. The Gemara says, Toshma, this is almost just a little bit lower than halfway down the page on Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Toshma, to Tony DeBay Shmuel, Lele arba asar bodkin is a chametz l'araner. A brisa that says Bedikas Chametz, La Or Aner, is at Laila. Doesn't use the expression Or. It says Lele. Alma, Or, Urto. You see the Bedikas Chametz is Balaila. So then in our Mishnah, when it says Or, referring to the same thing, it must be Laila. Says the Gemara. That's the case. It sounds like everybody agrees that in the Mishnah, or means nighttime. Below Pligi, Marki Asre, Marki Asre. Basra Dravuna Kari Nagi, Basra Dravuna Kari Leili. It was a linguistic discussion whether to say the language of Laila, Leilar Basar, or Orlar Basar. Okay. The Tana Didan Mai Tama Lo Ketani Leili. Why wouldn't you just say Leili? It's obviously a less confusing language. You wouldn't have to go through all that. Although, again, it pushed us to clarify, you know, what some of these psukim might mean. It pushed us to an interesting perspective on the times of the day, which I'm going to get back to in a minute. So the Gemara says, Tana Didan Mai Tama Lo Ketani Leili, Lishna Ba'al Yehuda Nakan. They wanted to use a lashon meula, a more refined language, more inspiring language. Kinom Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, la'olam al yotzi adam davar meguna mipiv, shari ikam akasav shmona osios, la'hotzi davar meguna mipiv. Shenemar min ha-behema ha-Torah, u'min ha-behema shari nena tehora. Famous Gemara, that the, you know, Torah itself, even though every word and every letter is precious, right, will expend extra resources in order to say things in a more elevated, refined, you know, inspiring, sanua in some cases, manner. And then the Gemara goes on from there to discuss this problem of Lashon Meguna, definitely a lost art in our times. But we'll talk about that at the right time. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. Oh, why am I bringing it up and why did I tantalizingly, you know, throw, you know, Tzitzis Kochavim and Tosas and, oh. So there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, Lemaskana Sagamara. In the end of the day, we're stuck, not stuck. In the end of the day, we're privileged, we'll say, you know, that the Mishnah wrote Or L'Ar Basar. Right? Why here? There are plenty of times when the Mishnayos use the language of Laila. So the Rishonim asked that question.
Why can't you say that one of the things that Am Yisrael did in Mitzrayim was they were careful with the Lashon? They still had, so therefore, if we go to our theme that we're constantly thinking of Yisias Mitzrayim, so nice.
I like it. Loshinu Eshemam, Loshinu Slashonim. Although that's not Lashon Meguna, but it is a little bit.
They kept the Lashon and they didn't.
Right, it highlights that Lashon is such an important thing, which I think it is. I'll talk about the Logos, as the Rav used to call it. You know, it's like, you know, again, Ruach Memal, I was like, you know, Unklus's, you know, Ruach, Nishmas Chaim is Ruach Memal. So we'll talk about that. I like your idea about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Very good. The Balamor here says something different. Tana de Masnisin, on the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis, in the Balamor. Tana de Masnisin, the Fisha Pasach, Midvar of Behokas B'dikas Chametz, Tafas Lashon Or, Kisiv Psach Devarecha Yair. But Tana de Beishmol, Damar Lele, Arboso, Loyazep Psichas Devarav. Since it's the beginning of the Masachta, he says, you know, Psach Dvarecha Yair, Pesach Dvarecha Yair. The Ravid doesn't like it. Very famous Ravid. The Ravid is a Sagos on the Rif, if you look in the back. Hai Lishna Lodiek. Diyamran Anu Anan. No, sorry. One second. We don't have it on the page here for some reason. Okay, I'm going to quote it. I don't know why it's not on the page. But let me quote it from the Ran. Ikaman de Amar Shim Bala Haktim. No, no. 1 second. I'm not finding a lashon. So I'll bring it in next time. The Ravid disagrees. Well, here it is. Okay, I got it. Zatam ein lo tam. I got it. Okay. It's on the right side. Okay. You know, the Ravid, very witty. So Zatam ein lo tam. V'chilo shana tana lashon or ela b'psichas devarav. You'll see along the way there are a few other cases of where the Mishnah uses the language of or. Hamapeles, in a certain case of Yoledes, she has two miscarriages within the shear of 80-81 days. So they call Orli Shmonim. That's not the beginning of a Masechta. Harimapeles Orli Shmonim, the Achad, 81st, Yochel Yehnechal, right? Or Lishlishi, talks about Nosar, or Lishlishi, the Kamakiyotsa Be'elu. Atu, v'od atu mileka laila b'mishna u'b'braisa. Other introductions use the language of laila. Maro lomar or b'miksas amakomos u'b'miksas anomar laila. So the Ravid says something potentially very important. Avalatama barur shekol amakomos shu tzarech lahaktim l'tchilas halaila. V'chein timtza kol makom sheshana or, v'tzorech nishna, v'chein or yom ha-kippurim mitzpal ha-sheva mitzvada, gam hu l'tzorech nishna, shel yomar mitzvados, kedei sheyeh olav kol hayom, v'ritzu lifnei ha-borei. The Ravid says that in the end, the choice of or, in addition to everything else, here, signifies a halacha. And that is Tchilas Halayla, Bizman Shadayin Yesh Or. What does that actually mean halachically? According to the Ravid, you have to do Bedikas Chametz or Larbasar. I mentioned before that the Rambam says that you should do it Tchilas Halayla, and that that's mitzvah. When the Gemara says, if you don't do it, it's Limnui mitzvah, some Rishonim say, no, meaning you'll get distracted, you won't do it the whole night. For the Rambam, Tchilas Zman is part of the mitzvah. But the Ravid, perhaps, is going even further. The Ravid's saying that the Mishnah is telling you to do it at the very beginning, or how beginning is this beginning? Unclear. So the Chok Yaakov in Arachayim, one of the Mefarshim al Atar. It's the Nosei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch have become a lost art because of the Mishnah Brura. Meaning, the Mishnah Brura was such a impactful sefer that people, fortunately it was an impactful sefer. The unfortunate byproduct was no one looks at the Shulchan Aruch anymore. They read all of the Mefarshim through the Mishnah Brura. But you lose a lot because all those Mefarshim were giants. And the Mishnah Brura does a great job for what he intended to do, which is weigh in, assuming that you read the Poskim, weigh in on what he thinks is the Psak. But he never, I think this is the Davar Bar, ever expected, not on a success level and certainly not, on a learning level, that his success would eclipse the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. So most people don't even know who the Chok Yaakov is or what it is. But if you pick up the old Shulchan Aruchs, the Chok Yaakov is one of the Mefarshim. Anyways, the Chok Yaakov says about this Ravid that the Ravid didn't mean to change the time. It's Tzeis. You should do B'dikas Cham, but you do it B'tchilas Tzeis. Maybe according to the Ravid, there's still a little light up. B'tchilas Tzeis, that depends on our next discussion, which we can only begin because it's already late. However, the Magen Avraham and others understood that the Ravid was saying a much bigger Chiddush. Or doesn't mean Tchilas Tzeis. Or means Shkia. That's why there's always a big discussion, when should you start Bedikas Chametz? By the way, there's like a parallel discussion based on the Rambam. When should you begin Hadlakas Neiros? Right? Shkia or Tzeis? So according to the view that the Ravid is telling you, Shkia, not Tzeis. And by the way, it's especially fascinating because this Gemara, Psachim, on Beis Omen Aleph in the Shaka Vitaria, is one of the Gemaras, one of the most important Gemaras that says explicitly that until Tzeis, it's Yom outside. How does that abide? How does that fit with the Ravid saying that Or Lar Basar means Shkia? Because Bezman Shadayin Yesh Sham Or. So if you look at the Ran, when he quotes the Ravid, he says, no, the whole thing is we're just terrified. I'm not sure why we're terrified. Maybe it has to do with our previous discussion. We're terrified that people are going to be neglectful about Bedikas Chametz, and they're not going to do it or do it properly. And therefore, the Ravid said, do it or Lar Basar, like Super's reason. But that would be a disappointing explanation. I mean, if the Ran thinks that's what it is, that's fine. But there's no evidence that that's what the Ravid really means. It sounds like the Ravid thinks that Shkia is the right time for Bedikas Chametz. Why? Moreover, the problem with the Ran is that the Ravid says what he says, not only with regard to Bedikas Chametz, which is Drabbanan, but Pashtus, or at least according to Tosis and many Rishonim. He says it also about Hamapelas Liyom Shmonim V'Yachad, a Korban Yoledes issue, and Achilas Nosar, both Doraisas, in the world of Kachin. The Ravid says that the phrase used in their connection, or, means that they begin earlier. If you hold like the Chok Yaakov, that earlier doesn't mean before Tzeis, it means that the earliest of Tzeis. Fine, except then it's not very Mechudash. Of course, when Tzeis comes, the previous day is over. The question of Mapeles and the question of Nosar isn't about starting for the next day. It's not about starting the next day early. It's about ending the previous day early. In other words, when it comes to the count of a Yoledes or the amount of time that you have before the Korban is Nosar and you can't eat it anymore, says the Ravid, already or of the next day, meaning already, let's assume, according to the Magen Avraham, Shkia, it's already over. That's a Din D'oraisa. So then it would turn out that not only Din D'rabbanan, but maybe even if Bedikas Chametz is a D'oraisa, it would begin at Shkia. Some of these other Dinim are D'oraisa. So what is that all about? So number one, it may confirm again this idea of Shmira in the Yerushalmi. Like the whole day has to be Meshumar. Like I said for the Rambam, Tchilas Zmano is the mitzvah. And maybe the Ravid takes that a step further. In order to protect the day, you've got to make sure that you begin even before the end of the previous day. Okay. Maybe. So there's a Bedikas Chametz Chiddush here, an important one. But there also seems to be a structure of the day Chiddush. I think the Ravid, because of the word or in our Mishnah and its triple application, is suggesting that there are doraisa dinim that depend on shkia, not tzeis. So let me leave you with one other thought and we'll pick up with this. Our Gemara says on Beis Amud Aleph that until tzeis, it's yom. And Tosus quotes on the Gemara and Megillah. That's in the sheets. We'll discuss it next week. I will discuss the schedule first. But the Gemara Megillah actually doesn't say that it's yom until tzeis. The Gemara Megillah, just look for 1 second at the first Mar Mokom. Talmud Babli Megillah Chaf Amud Beis. The Kulin Shasam Mishalat Amra Shachar Kasher Minani Mili Amra Vadama Krava Yikra Lekim La Ar Yom Lemeir Ba Kara Laila Elamiata Velachoshach Kara Laila Lemachshach Ba Kara Laila. Similar to our Gemara. So Kaimon Adzis Kachavim Lav Lailahu. Nobody pretty much noticed it, but the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Megillah are a little bit different, which is why I think Tosas in a few places prefers quoting Psachim sometimes. Our Gemara says it's Yom until Tzeis. The Gemara Megillah doesn't say that. Gemara Megillah says it's not Laila until Tzeis. You don't have to be a Telzer to know that there might be a difference between something not being Laila, but maybe it isn't still Yom either. So what I want to do next week, I guess, is next week is Hanukkah. I think I sent in, I'm giving a shir on Inyanei Hanukkah.
I already emailed out the flyer before this shir together with the Makaros for this shir.
Oh, great. Okay. So if you could send it through the shul also if them in case.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So next Tuesday night, I'm giving a shir that I give annually for the art side of my mother. Alel Shalom, the 10th yard site, which is a little hard to believe. But so that'll be a shir on Inyanei Chanukah. So instead of getting back to back, so Monday night, are people still interested in having a regular shir? Or is it Chanukah celebration?
Regular shir.
So let's have the regular shir. And maybe I'll also speak briefly on the proper time to do Neros Chanukah tzeis shkia, you know, so we can connect, you know, that part of the topic. Okay, so that'll be Mirtz Hashem next week.